You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Or 778-782-2573. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Siobhan, and you're listening to my open mic today. Happy Thursday. Happy sunny Thursday. We're just going to get right into some music for you guys. So the first song is a really great Canadian band. They are called Knitting, and they're from Montreal. And this track is the opening track from their album Some Kind of Heaven, which came out last year. Please enjoy. This is the song Heaven, and I will talk to you guys soon.
I'm torn, they crawl. DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan, and thank you so much for listening to my open mic today. So what you heard there was Lorelei by Sharp Pins. This is a new album, Radio DDR, that came out, I believe, in the last month or so. This artist, he's from Olympia, Washington, I believe, or that kind of area. And what I didn't know is that this album was released on K Records, which I've done a bit of research on before. They were part of the Tweepop movement and then moved into like kind of post-punk stuff nowadays, but just kind of an interesting backstory there. I didn't know they were still releasing music. And then before that, you heard 1994 by Greer from their album Big Smile. I just discovered Greer through the radio, but if you're a longtime fan, you'll know this is their first album, and they've been a band for about 6 years, but in that time never released a full album. They've even gone on hiatus. There's been a lot of ups and downs. And the name Greer comes from a childhood friend that they lost to honor her as well, which is kind of an interesting backstory for the name as well. Before that was Heaven by the band Knitting from Montreal. Keeping it going. Oh, wait, before we move along, I have some jokes. They're Easter-themed, because it was just Easter. Why does the Easter bunny have such a good complexion? He exfoliates. Okay, I'll save the other one for later. But next up, we have a great song by a great band and their new album. So this is called Maddie's Song by Pigeon Pit. They are a DIY band, also from Olympia, Washington. I wonder if they're on K Records. I will look. But they're from Olympia, Washington. This is their new album, Crazy Arms. It's a bit of a sad song, so sorry about that. But it's also really beautiful. So please enjoy. This is Maddie's Song.
Strawberry flower, she shows her every morning after hours, stumbling through the green and white and soon to be red. Her jaw was made wrong, her mother's hands are more than strong. A little pressure here and there, and now it's back where it belongs, under the shadow, reaching beyond the mountain, rainier than one that hid the pain of doing what must be done. Her flowers thrown in, her mother's work had just begun. Her pirouette must start her step up to the setting sun. And she goes, she's just putting little secrets in the ground as her heart is cradled in the silence of the sound, as if love could ever be contained within a word. And you know there's nothing wrong with playing in the dirt, make a hole where nothing can
from your moment, it'll be over. bird note. That's the gobble of a tom turkey, a big male. He weighs nearly 25 pounds. That rubbery, gurgling sound is his way of telling nearby hens that he's eager for company. It's also his way of telling nearby toms to back off. It's spring, and the mating season is in full flush. If he's lucky, a hen might yelp in reply. "I'm here," she says, letting him know she's receptive to a mate. With his brilliantly colored plumage fanned out in display, this tom is a handsome sight to behold. He has a bright red head, long spurs, and a beard. This beard is a small cluster of bristles that sprouts from the bird's chest plumage. It looks like a misplaced ponytail. The older the tom, the longer the beard. If a hen turkey likes what she sees, she'll crouch as a signal that she's ready to mate. After mating, the two birds go their separate ways. When the breeding season wanes, hens will lay eggs and sit their nests. With any luck, baby turkeys should arrive about a month later. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University. My name is Siobhan. Thank you so much for tuning into my open mic today. What you just heard there was Corpse Pose by Unwound. They're a hardcore band from the 90s from Olympia, Washington. Before that, you heard Megaphone Mouth by Pogo. They are an indie emo band from Tampa Bay, Florida, also from the 90s. There's definitely a bit of an emo revival going on right now that is very inspired by these groups. Before that was Sarah Sitting by